There are over 9,000 members of the Barbados Association of Retired Persons, better known as BARP, with a concern about the high cost of their annual medicals. BARP President Marilyn Rice Bowen says these are the medicals that those over the age of 70 must have to renew their insurance and driver's licenses.
We are currently looking at it. We want to meet with BARP to see how we can, what type of discount they will offer BARP so that our members could get some relief there. And they're also concerned about our members are asking for some form of tax relief, particularly for those who are caring for seniors who prefer to age in place. Those are seniors who want to stay at home, but some of them do have challenges like dementia, etc., and they need quite a bit of care, and that care is costly. The family members don't have a problem, you know, paying for the care, but they're asking if it's possible that they can get some relief in that area. Because pensions are not indexed, retirees find it difficult to keep abreast with inflation. And quite recently, we renewed a partnership with the Diabetes Foundation. And one of the concerns coming out of that meeting is that, of course, the high rate of NCDs and the fact that some of our seniors are not eating properly. They're not eating balanced meals. And again, it's because the high costs of food and things like that. Equally as important is financial abuse. Our seniors are being abused financially. We have to start to record the cases that we get on a weekly basis, but they're coming in a bit too rapid, and the financial abuse is being perpetrated by family members. And again, we are looking at rolling out in the new year, in our new BARPS year, some programs on elder abuse and some financial tips and things like that, because they are being abused.
Many of the country's seniors are also complaining about double taxation on pensions, and this they've raised with the Ministry of Finance and expect to have further talks with that ministry before year end.
We do feel that the BARP should be represented on the National Insurance Board. We should have a seat on the National Insurance Board, but that's something for further development, because you're planning for seniors and, you know, we are not there.
According to Ms. Rice Bowen, many of the seniors have now adjusted to COVID-19 after a high level of anxiety, particularly during the lockdown period. But a major challenge remains adapting to the rapid pace of transitioning to doing business online.
And they have found it extremely difficult to keep abreast with the pace. And what I must say here is they also cut us as an organization unawares, because we held only one session, only one, you know. We were in the process of rolling out some sessions, and we had started with a telephone. So we had teamed up with one of the providers, and they came in and showed them how to use the telephone and, you know, to send a WhatsApp message and, you know, things like that. And that was only our first exercise. But again, we recognize that we, as a members organization that cater to seniors in this country, we also have to be part of the process, and we will be rolling out programs, as I said, in the next year, in our new BARP year, to assist them. And because of the social distancing, we have rooms at BARP that can hold like 40 people comfortably, meeting rooms, but because of social distancing, we probably only be able to put 12 or so. So we will have to roll out more programs. But we recognize that we can't abandon our seniors, and as they are definitely experiencing some major difficulty in keeping abreast with the pace of the digital rollout. But we are, of course, selling to them the benefits of the rollout and not telling them, you know, not saying to them, and this is not for you. We are selling them the benefits of the rollout. And because we are going that route, we therefore will assist them through awareness programs to to join the digital platform.
President of the Barbados Association of Retired Persons, Marilyn Rice Bowen. This has been SAGICOR's Early Business.